We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I really like Dwayne Casey. I like the way he communicates. That was the big thing that people talked about when they got him from Toronto, what they needed, what they lacked. And he's 100% correct. The one thing, and the Pistons, I think, are adjusting. The one thing when we talked about this the other day, like, are the Wings and Pistons pleasantly surprising you?
Uh-huh.
And we got a bunch of ticket texts that said, well, yeah, but it's still $40 to park, and it's still expensive to go down there.
No doubt.
And that is something that they need to get paid. And I know they have special deals and stuff and parking, you park different places, but that is something. If you just get people in the door and you are improving your product, then you got a shot. But don't make that be the impediment, the cost.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious if, despite what the expectations are, you know, are you intrigued? Are you watching on a night-in, night-out basis, following it? And again, Dwayne Casey's not a dumb guy. Realizes, hey, I have Blake Griffin. Everything's going through him. He's empowered him, and Blake Griffin has taken on the responsibility of this team. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, blow smoke and act like all of this, you know, is leading somewhere. But, you know, if you are just an average fan and you're guy that goes to work or woman that goes to work, you go home at night, you want to be able to watch something or you want something to do on a Friday or Saturday night, the Golden State Warriors are in town tomorrow night. I got to believe that's going to be a nice draw here in downtown Detroit.
All right, before we go to the phones at 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136, and it's interesting. A lot of people do seem to be jumping aboard. Here's one. You guys are talking about the Pistons as I hopped in my car. I will say I have been just interested in the Pistons for about 5 or 6 years. Have not been interested. Dwayne Casey has rekindled my appreciation. He's got these guys playing hard every night. They're in almost every game. Definitely room for improvement, but I love the way Casey has these guys playing. In other words, I'm back because of Dwayne Casey. That's inner. When have you ever been able to say that about an NBA team? And I get what you're saying, but I really think deep down you're back because of Blake Griffin. Because
yes,
he's the star that is playing hard every night, and it trickles down from
that's
there.
That's the thing. Plus, I don't want to give out high marks or, you know, praise. Or
for effort.
Yeah, you know, like that should be there every single game.
Correct.
You know, I just – you're getting paid millions of dollars, and people are spending their money. And, you know, Dwayne Casey alluded to it. The expectation should be to just go out there and play hard no matter if you're playing well or not.
But we know that's not always the case in the NBA.
That's ridiculous. They try hard every single
right,
play.
All right, all right.
I saw that
saying.
Ticket text, though.
Yes.
97136.
You did see one?
Yeah, one about the modern version of the NBA just isn't entertaining. I have an uncle who hasn't watched NBA basketball in years, and I just talked to him the other day, and he goes, you know, I'll say this. There's so many national games on around the NBA and around, you know, the country. I've been turning it on, and it's amazing how much skill and athletes are out there, and
course,
it's exciting night in,
course,
night out. I'm just saying, that's a guy who has had that same attitude as the ticket texter going, you know, the NBA,
but
it's all offense.
Is he tuning into the Pistons, though?
No.
Okay, so,
so
they
that's
got
a little
some
different.
Work to do then.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris in Garden City. You're a 97 on the ticket. Hey, Chris.
Fellas, you know, I heard Mike the other day say, you like the Pistons? They got no shot. It's a fraud. And, you know, that was the worst take in 97-1 history. And
it's the truth, Chris.
Said,
they don't have a shot at anything.
Really,
let's be clear.
It's not
no,
really
it is the truth.
Truth.
They're not winning anything.
Well, that's the worst take I've ever heard. And I'm
no, it's
why,
not because it's the truth.
Well, you could say they could win a playoff series.
We had one of the worst coaches.
Even that's not
we
happening.
One of the worst coaches. Let me tell you something. We had the worst coach in NBA history. Almost the guy got booted off two other teams. He stunk. Now we have one of the better top five coaches. And you see, like, our guys like each other. They're playing with heart. It's a whole new product. And just to label them, I think they're. You guys are talking about the Stan Van Gundy era. This is a whole other team. This is we're
no, it's not, Chris.
Away, just
it,
like
look,
the Pistons.
Dude, no, you're not.
The
oh,
Pistons,
my God. Is this serious?
Well, no, wait a minute, Chris.
The Pistons who had Chauncey and all those guys, they made one or two moves, and then they made that really good run for all the mirrors. we're one.
Dude, comparing any of the guys on this roster to what they had, Chris, I'm sorry, dude. I appreciate it. I'm not having a conversation about this team doing anything.
You don't think Blake Griffin would have made that team? Are you kidding me?
Chris, let me ask you this. Chris, hold on. Chris,
are you serious?
Chris, hold on.
You're the sixth best team in the East.
When you say that they're capable of winning something, what do you mean by something?
Well, can I ask you something? You keep saying sixth best, okay? Who are the Milwaukee Bucks? Are you seriously scared of the Milwaukee Bucks? Are you serious?
I take them over the Pistons now and in the future, absolutely.
You would. I wouldn't.
Every other NBA mind would. Come on, dude. One move away from winning something.
You think the Rockets are some power out in the West, right? That's your mindset.
I didn't say that. The Rockets made huge errors in the offseason, Chris.
We should have beat them twice.
Who cares? Look, the Rockets are in the midst of a terrible start to the year. Chris, I appreciate the call. That is a dumb and uninformed fan right there. That's exactly what that is. I don't want to be mean, but that's what it is.
You were asking if people are getting excited or into it.
And we know they're not winning anything. We're not having that conversation.
No, you can't say anything. That's why I asked to define it. No, they're not winning the title. No, but they're going to win more games than they won last year. They're going to win their way
into
the playoffs.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
No.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's a different argument. That's a different argument than saying they're not winning anything. 29 of the 30 teams are not winning anything by your definition.
I would agree, but there are teams out there that are building in that direction. It might not happen this year, but maybe next year or the year after that.
That's a different argument.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. We're talking about this year. What could they win?
You tell me right now, they're winning a playoff series?
I think they could.
Give me a break.
They could.
And I apologize for almost wanting to say something else.
Yeah,
they're not winning anything.
There. Again, with anything.
They're not winning a series. They're not. They'll make the playoffs because half of the East is tanking
something.
And trying to just get a top draft pick.
Okay, there's something then.
That's not any – making the playoffs, I'm not going to give you an award for that when you're doing it in the Eastern Conference.
I'm not asking for an award. I'm just saying it's more than nothing. You're trying
to – No, because you're not winning any – so making the playoffs is winning something?
Yes.
What?
Winning more than you did before.
Oh, my – okay. I didn't realize this is where the conversation was going to go.
No.
Because this is not the conversation I was trying to have.
You start with a low expectation, and then when somebody nudges it just a tiny bit higher, you get offended.
That caller said, one move away.
He went too high.
Give me a break,
I agree.
Dude.
His expectation went too high.
Has marijuana been legalized early? Like, is
Thursday,
that what just happened
Thursday.
With Chris, the previous caller, or what?
But you can't tell people you're allowed to enjoy it and see something happen, and then in the next breath say, but you're not winning anything. Nothing counts. It doesn't
count.
You're not winning anything.
Is it not the truth?
Well, then you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I'm not. It's the truth.
Yes, you are.
It's the truth. You have to understand what the deal is. And what the deal is,
the
Pistons aren't building towards anything. They're just being in the middle of the Eastern Conference. That's it.
Trying to do what?
Win as many games as possible. But
there you go.
It's not going to lead anywhere.
I didn't say it was. That's not a bad word
to say.
That's
all I'm saying.
Winning games. You just said it.
Sure. Good for them. That's what they're doing. Expectations are no more than that.
What? Correct. Except for one caller. Who says they are more than
that? And you're trying to basically say this team could win a playoff series or give them a shot or have hope.
Don't get yourself in trouble again. Misreading a team early in the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. I'll wait and see the Pistons go on their little run. Yeah. I can't wait to watch that.
Just be careful on that one.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
I'm not saying they're going to win a playoff series, but if you get in as a 6 seed or a 5 seed, you have a shot.
You're not upsetting anyone at the top of the Eastern Conference. I'm sorry. Boston's not going to be below you the rest of the year. They're going to figure it out. The Bucks are better. The Raptors are better. The Sixers are better. Come on.
Yeah.
And
everything's going to stay exactly the same all the
time. No, it's not, because Boston's going to jump you and the Pistons are going to move down.
I know. Nobody gets injured. Nothing else happens. Things don't fall apart.
Now you're predicating a playoff series win on an injury?
A long season. That's exactly what I'm saying. Teams change. That's what I tried to tell you at the start of the college football season.
Even
the teams change.
Well, Michigan also had a better team than the Pistons actually have. Even though
not according to you guys.
Even Michigan couldn't even make the
playoffs.
Not
according to you guys.
Look, I call it like I see it as things are happening. And as it was happening, Michigan against Notre Dame, Did they look like a good team? No.
But that's why you can't talk in absolutes.
No, this is an absolute. What do you want to – I'll bet you $2,000 the Pistons don't win anything this year.
No, because you won't define anything. I've asked you to define it like 12 times.
They're not winning a playoff series. They're not going to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're not going to the finals.
They're
not winning a championship.
They're not going to the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals. But they're winning games. They're going to win more than half of their games.
Congrats. I mean, now you're making me be the bad guy. After wanting to just
darn
have a simple conversation
right
about,
am.
You know, being entertained and, you know, they're playing hard, now you got to make me be the angry guy.
You went down that wormhole yourself with the call.
Chris did.
I didn't push you down
there.
They're
a Rasheed Wallace trade away from doing something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.